And Hayes very kindly then would listen to this visit from Major Pershing. Then he would call me and say, Norm, come up to my office. I have a good deal to tell you. I would go up. He'd tell me, I've just had a visit from Major Pershing, and he wants me to break up this investigation. So I then say, well, Wayne, what did you do? What did you say to him? He said, I just told him to get the hell out. And he did that three times, and I got pretty proud of him in the sense that he was, as it were, backing me up. And we finally embarked upon hearings at Hayes' request because he wanted to get them out of the way before he went abroad in the summer. And
but why were the hearings finally terminated? What happened to the committee?
What happened to the committee or the hearings?
The hearings. Hmm? The hearings.
Oh, the hearings were terminated. Carol Reese was up against such a furor as Hayes through the activity of our own counsel. Hayes became convinced that he was being double-crossed, and he put on a show in a public hearing room, Mr. Griffin, that was an absolute disgrace. And he called Carol Reese publicly every name in the book, and Mr. Reese took this as proof that he couldn't continue the hearings. He actually invited me to accompany him. When he went down to Hayes' office, and in my presence, with the tears rolling down his face, Hayes apologized to Carol Reese for everything done and his conduct, and apologized to me. And I thought that would be enough and Carol would resume. But he never did.
The charge of anti-Semitism is kind of intriguing to me. What was the basis of that charge?
That
was
charge?
There any basis for it at all?
No, the basis that the Republican National Committee used was that the intelligence officer I'd taken on my staff, when I oriented this investigation to the exposure of and proof of a conspiracy, was known to have a book, and the book was deemed to be anti-Semitic. This was childish, but this was the second in command of the Republican National Committee, and he told me I would have to dismiss this person from my staff.
Who was that person, sir? Who was that person?
The person?
Yes.
A Colonel Lee Lorraine.
Lee Lorraine.
Yeah.
And what was his book, do you recall?
The book they referred to was called Waters Flowing Eastward, which was a very castigation of the Jewish influence in the world.
What were some of the other charges made by Mr. Hayes against Mr. Reese?
Oh, just that Mr. Reese was utilizing this investigation for his own prominence inside the House of Representatives. That was the only charge they Hayes could think of.
How would you describe the motivation of the people who created the foundations, the big foundations in the very beginning? What is or what was their motivation?
Their motivation, well, let's take Mr. Carnegie as an example. His publicly declared and steadfast interest was to counteract the departure of the colonies from Great Britain. He was devoted to just putting the pieces back together again.
Would that have required the collectivism that they were dedicated
no,
to?
No. These policies of the foundation's allegiance to these un-American concepts are all traceable to the transfer of the funds over into the hands of trustees, Mr. Griffin, that not to men who had a hand in the creation of the wealth that led to the endowment of, or as a use of that wealth for what we would call public purposes.
It was a subversion of the original intent then.
Oh yeah, completely so. And that we got into the world traditionally of bankers and lawyers.
How do you see that the purpose and direction of the major foundations has changed over the years to the present? What is it today?
Whole 100% behind meeting the cost of education such as it is presented through the schools and colleges of the United States on the subject of our history has proven our original ideas to be no longer practical. The future belongs to a collectivistic concept, and there's just no disagreement on this.
Why do the foundations generously support communist causes in the United States?
Well, because to them, what communism represents a means of developing what we call a monopoly. That is, the organization will say of large-scale industry into an administrable unit.
Do they think that they will be one of
the
administrators?
They will be the beneficiaries of it, yes.
All right, so that was G. Edward Griffin interviewing Norman Dodd back in 1982 about his directorship of the Reese Committee. And that's just shocking stuff. That's stuff obviously every American should hear and most people are unacquainted with. And frankly, most people are unconcerned, which is shocking. So it's Friday. We can talk about that if you like. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. It's just, it's unbelievable the things that came to light as a result of the Reese Committee investigation. And as Norman Dodd intimated, it was never supposed to, that information was never supposed to come to light. And you can see, based on what Norman Dodd is saying, that the Rockefeller Foundation is obviously just a tool, just an instrument. And you have these very special interests that are trying to unbelievable what's happened in this country. Let's go to the phones and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, that was excellent. I really enjoyed that. Reminded me of the old days with G. Edward Griffin. I'd never heard this before, this Norman Dodd thing. There are so many excellent points, but because things have changed so much over the last several years, I want to make a few points perfectly clear. He worked for, because I looked it up, there, J.P. Morgan on Conservapedia, okay? J.P. Morgan, who he said he worked for, okay, when he first started having problems, okay? Okay, he was the son of an international London banker, okay? And so, like, that's how he got started. He was already, okay? He also, he wasn't black. He wasn't Catholic, and he wasn't, what is the other, oh, he wasn't Jewish either. No, yeah, they were English Protestants, okay? Because I know how, you know, a lot of anything this group has done wrong has been shoved under the rug, okay? Like all the murder of so many of the Catholics by, particularly the French and the Irish, the stories have completely been whitewashed and stuff. So, okay, so the thing is, because people love to, like, push it in certain directions. You know, the old patriots used to understand the problem was the Anglo-American Empire. They are the globalists, okay? We wouldn't be messing with Israel and Netanyahu at all if they had not set up Israel over there. The Palestinians would be happy as hell, okay? So the thing is, this guy, this J.P. Morgan, when you dig into him, is very interesting. One, he ended up getting the railroad. One of the people he got it from, remember Jay Gould, the guy that said, I could get half the working class to kill the other half? You should go to this Conservapedia. It's good. And then also, he was also one of the only money-losing propositions that he was involved in was the company that owned and ran the Titanic, okay? Well, if you remember, there's a lot of people that think that it had a sister ship that had, like, a serious problem. I don't know if it was, like, a bent bow or something. I'd have to go, you know, it was a long time ago. That actually they were switched. And also there were some very kind of important enemies, like, on that ship. And that whole Titanic thing, okay, you know, people have done documentaries and stuff about that, is not maybe exactly the story we were told, okay? So the thing is, this guy, J.P. Morgan, has a fascinating kind of history and right there. And like I say, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because the past was so different. And the thing is, people cherry-pick the pie Bible when they promoted an agenda. They also do it with history, and they love to focus on the wrongdoing of the Catholics, the Jews, and the blacks, okay? While they would rather have their fingernails pulled out to look at the dark history of their own group. And they do this because they have an agenda of protecting their power by making it look like they occupy the moral high ground. And this is how this works, okay? So the thing is, I did enjoy this very, very much because things have changed. In fact, this is pretty damn funny, okay? I'll probably start laughing as I tell it because I find it very comforting. And I'm not saying the man was right about everything, because in this world of lies we live in, anybody thinks that they have 100% found I have found the truth. Okay, look, I don't trust them, okay? There's too many lies. You would have to have godlike capabilities to have reached that point. I don't trust anybody who thinks they've gotten there, because I know how many times in my search, you end up going down rabbit trails and you have to self-correct. And I have to admit, Bill Cooper was one of these. He would correct, okay? And so the thing is, there's a video put out by this British Israelite woman on, Bill Cooper exposed, okay? And the thing is, but this is the funny part. Now, these people do not like certain groups, okay? But in her proof that Jesus was white was, get this, Roman Catholic art, okay? Michelangelo painting Jesus white. That's her proof. I'm like, well, I couldn't help but start laughing, okay? Oh, what? Wait a minute, you really don't like these people, but you're going to pull out the Roman Catholic commission of artwork after, like I say, they were occupiers in brown country, okay, over there in the Middle East. they brought that back to white Europe. Now, the earliest depictions of Jesus show him as dark complected with dark curly hair, okay? And then you're going to tell me that your proof that Jesus was white is generally the group you dislike a whole lot and probably participated in killing off. That is because Michelangelo, who's been commissioned by the Roman Catholic Church, that's your proof Jesus was European, okay? So the thing is, there's so many lies, okay, that are going on, and people are quick to, they love uncovering the lies that are like not to their benefit, but the lies that are to their benefit, oh, they'll hold tight to those, okay? So the thing is, I don't think it's a secret, I have been real unhappy with the turn, boiling a frog, that Patriot Radio was taken. See, Bill Cooper would be rolling in his grave, and he never would have allowed this to happen, okay? So the thing is, because it's just changed. He was fighting this way back then, saying everybody, oh, no, Bill, no, Bill. Then people go to his, he said this all the time. In fact, happy, oh, Bill, it's the Jews, the Catholics, and the blacks. And, you know, he would admit there are bad people in every group. You're not going to hear out of me the Rothschilds are good, okay? There are bad people in every group, and he would say that, okay? But people want to be so tribal and think, oh, that other group, I see bad in them, but my group, oh, I belong to the good group, therefore, by association, I am a good person. I do not need to be examining myself at all, okay? So the thing is, I tell you what, I thoroughly enjoyed this interview with Mr. Norman Dodd, because, like I said, I think it was extremely good, and I enjoyed it very much. Hello? Did you get cut off again? Hello? Ooh, there's some weird little boinky noises. Hello? Well, I'll hang up then.
After the beep.
Figure of speech, or that's an old one, or that's a saying. Maybe there's more truth to that. When I first started listening to Road Warrior, the Gold King mine collapse and the Bundys and what's going on in Nevada and Harry Reid promising China that they could go out there and mine. Chris, here's a crazy question. Why is a deposit of gold, hey, we found the vein, we found the mother lode. Think about it. Why is it called the gold vein? And I know I can't prove it. Why the importance on gold? Why is it a gold vein that supposedly, at one point, under the right conditions, is a liquid when it's heat? Think about that. It's amazing that we're living in this false reality that we're being led to believe is real. And when people come to a little bit of the truth, we call them crazy because they're not buying it anymore. They kind of, the scales fell off their eyes and the wax comes out of their ears and they see and hear what things really are. And then when they try to explain to others, you're crazy, John. Let me get you a new tinfoil hat, John.
Yeah. It's interesting to think about. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention, that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartache, when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. We're on the phones. We have John in Tennessee on the line. Go ahead, John.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm taking you off a little bit on a wild ride. But I've got a lot of time when I'm going down the road, 10 hours a day, mm-hmm. to think. So I drive past a sign, and it says, Henson Mounds, Indian Burial Grounds. Well, Chris, you and I both know, and the listeners to you, your show, know that the Indians didn't bury their own. They put them on pedestals. They burned them. So why are they called Indian burial mounds? Why are we not allowed? You can go visit them, but you better not get caught with a shovel in your hand. Why not? I mean, think about what I'm what I'm beginning to say, the Bible, you and I talk about Genesis 6 so often. And the book of Enoch lines right up. Enoch 6 lines up with it. And it talks about the giants in those days, 3,000 cubits tall. Well, I don't know what 3,000 cubits is, but I think a cubit is about 18 inches. 18 inches times 3,000, that's a pretty big dude. So, again, what are the Indian burial mounds? They're all over the country. They're all over the world. There's mounds. We're not allowed to dig in them. Why? You know, with that, that's just food for thought. I don't necessarily know it to be true. But there's a lot of importance on gold. And then ask yourself this. Why, when Moses went up and received the Ten Commandments, he came down and he found that they had this magically appeared, this golden calf. He ground it into dust and made him eat it. Well, that's kind of odd, isn't it, Chris? Why not just throw it away? Why do you have to eat it? After what they had come through, it's like, look, you want to worship them, be like them. To me, I can't prove it.
It's interesting. Speaking of that, I was thinking of just kind of the thematic elements of Raiders of the Lost Ark and related entertainment of the era, and you know, you kind of reflect on what the Nazi war machine was into, what. Again, guys like Jack Parsons were into the, you know, what came to America in Operation Paperclip and so on. And things that, you know, we're hearing about, GOI, that peers into the Earth's crust, and they were bragging more than 10 years ago that they can see a dinner plate from space. And so
well, that's
you know,
a whole nother story. that's a whole nother story. Anyway, just the other thing, you know, man is trying to attain God, the state of God. They want to become God. Think about it, Chris. And for Bible believers, think about it. Adam and Eve were already eternal beings prior to the fall. They were going to live forever prior to the sin. But Satan did the same thing to them that caused him to be kicked out of heaven with that seed of doubt. Asked God really said they were eternal. They were going to live forever. When they disobeyed, death, man was instant. Flesh, their body lived. Man died immediately and became human. Used man beings because their master had changed. They left one and went to the other. They disobeyed one and obeyed the other. And that's what the whole new birth is about. Anyway, I don't want to preach. I can't help it. I'll listen. To me, I'm beginning to see things. I'm having that moment again when I had to pray Jeremiah 33:3 years ago. When I started seeing things and began to question, really, John? I had to ask God to show me. And I'm coming to that again with the whole thing about where we're at now. It's like an awakening moment once again.
Right on.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, John. Much appreciated. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick.
I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. Speaking of Google, well, speaking of GOI and satellite imaging and Google's unabashed subsummation of all things, you know, and to me, when I think of Google, I really think of just sort of a front organization, plausibly deniable front organization. It's like an extension of Incutel. That's what I think of. Alphabet now, as the tentacles continue to multiply. So from the Wikipedia entry of GOI, GOI provided 98 million square miles of satellite map images to Microsoft and Yahoo search engines. In 2008, Google secured exclusive online mapping use of the GOI-1 satellite. GOI maintained major contracts with the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency for the provision of reconnaissance and imagery data. But of course, there's no connection there. You know, it's not fascism. And I shouldn't think of, you know, R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Sherrock outsourcing of intelligence. You know, I'm not supposed to think of that. Tim Sherrock was 2010 on Democracy Now. R.J. Hillhouse was 2007. Anyway, I'm not supposed to think about those things. Anyway, back to this issue of the will to power. We see the transition occurring all around us. We're not going to get an honest account. People say, you know, well, that just, it's inconceivable. That could never happen because, you know, what, you get a memo from the folks who are doing it, they'll tell you? No, history tells us that tyranny is legalized before it's inflicted. I think one of the best places to go is from here. You know, I was thinking about it earlier, how a totalitarian state is actually formed. Remember Jordan Peterson on Jocko Willink's podcast? It's only 7.5 minutes long. I think we should do that. You listen to what he says and compare to what's happening in America. What we fought against. Ostensibly, anyway. In World War II, for example. What do you do? You know, while John was saying what he was saying, I mentioned H.G. Wells' The New World Order earlier. 1939, Chapter 5, Unsated Youth. And, you know, you start reading, it's interesting, you know, the dangerous, the extremely dangerous young people and troublemakers, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's juxtaposed to Jefferson's, you know, letter to Samuel Kurtzhevel in particular, that 1816 letter I always go to. I am not among those who fear the people. They and not the rich are our dependents for continued freedom. And to preserve their independence, we must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt. So if you're bad guys, it's like bad guys have their little notebook and they're taking notes on this kind of stuff. Oh, okay, so first, perpetual debt, let's see, heavy and graduated income tax, Communist Manifesto, plank number, yeah. We must make our election between economy and liberty or profusion and servitude. Remember those old cartoons from the early 20th century? Used to talk about, you know, like Stalin, for example, trying to get us in America to be lazy and soft. We must make our election between economy and liberty or profusion and servitude. I remember a number of folks talking about family having little cabins, real cabins, not these opulent McMansions, but, you know, a little cabin on the lake somewhere. Dad would take the family out in the station wagon and in his flannel and his pipe, and the family would go hang out at the... It was a cabin. Speaking of cabins, you know, I think of Thoreau's Walden. His experience. Anyway, economy, we must make our election between economy and liberty or profusion and servitude. So now, instead of the cabin, we have the McMansion. And, you know, fewer people can enjoy the area. And you can't really enjoy it anyway. I've talked about experiences, you know, folks with a fairly modest place on the lake having vacationers show up. That's what happens. You know, we all go other places and become offensive. We lose our minds, apparently, in America. It's the thing. Someone boating off, you know, not many yards off of these people's dock, just with absolutely no regard for anyone else on the planet, themselves. I'm saying, excuse me, you know, we don't want you to destroy our boat that's docked, bashing it, you know, because you don't observe a no-wake zone. And these people basically saying, no, you're good. You're good. We're good, but you're not. At some point, hopefully today, I'm going to get to Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Today's entry is very convicting. It has been, you know, I mentioned in the past that there was a period of time I only read the Bible and My Utmost for His Highest recreationally. You know, things I had to do for work was different, but this was all I read for about 2 years. And that was interesting. That was anyway. So it's just interesting perspective. And so since September 23rd through to today, I mean, they're all convicting, but today's is particularly convicting. The last couple of days, I suppose. But I think I'll get back to that. Maybe we'll touch on that in the third hour. It's just interesting, the change of perspective. And so I think of that when I think of examples of, you know, the boaters saying things like, you're good, bashing someone else's boat into their dock. You know, you're not even from around here. You don't live around here. And you're doing these kinds of things. Unconscionable. How would you feel if we came to where you live and destroyed your property that you had worked so hard for and said, you're good, while we destroyed your property? How are we supposed to behave? And it ties into what I'm saying. I mean, I'm thinking of, you know, again, H.G. Wells' The New World Order and similar sentiments that were shared by the Fabian socialists at the time. We need to get rid of these useless, troublemaking masses. And how can we do it? One way is to have them, you know, the Marxist infiltrator, you know, the Huckabee speech from 2007. That disappeared foreign policy speech. To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the spark and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. So anyway, the ruling class is the spark, but the underclass is the fuel. For what? Revolution, to get people to destroy themselves. Nesta Webster told us that's what's so awful about what these people do. It is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. The infiltrator, the intellectual spark, as Huckabee put it, the ruling class is the spark. You have all of these sparks all around in this tinderbox, growing, you know, the widening disparity between the lower and the upper class, so to speak. The evisceration of the middle class creates a tinderbox. And guys like H.G. Wells in the New World Order wrote about, what do? You know, you have them. There's no time. Anyway. The eager and adventurous unemployed young are indeed the shock troops in the destruction of the old social order everywhere, H.G. Wells wrote. They find guidance in some confident party or some inspired champion, you know, the intellectual spark, who organizes them for revolutionary or counter-revolutionary ends. See that? Nesta Webster, it is difficult to write of these things calmly. Come on, everybody, workers of the world, unite to destroy yourselves and one another. Balkanization, the Eurasian Balkans and beyond. They find guidance in some confident party or some inspired champion who organizes them for revolutionary or counter-revolutionary ends. It scarcely matters which, Wells wrote. They become communists, or they become fascists, Nazis, the Irish Republican Army, Ku Klux Klansmen, and so forth and so on. The essence is the combination of energy, frustration, and discontent. You know, you think of the other writings like this one, Sigmund Freud, Civilization and Its Discontents. Many of the, you know, same sentiments expressed in of the day, George Bernard Shaw, same thing. All of these Fabian socialists saying we got to get rid of these, you know, useless troublemakers. I know, we'll have them destroy themselves and one another. That's why Marxism is so instrumental to these guys. What all such movements have in common is a genuine indignation at the social institutions that have begotten and then cold-shouldered them, a quasi-military organization and the resolve to seize power for themselves embodied in their leaders. Stay tactical, America! You know, there was a big shake-up, a big hullabaloo yesterday in the mainstream media about Justice Democrat, what's her name? Rashida Tlaib. And the whole facial recognition nonsense. All you got to do is just grab a pet topic and, you know, people are so just like thirsting and hungering out in the desert. Anything, you know? Any hinting at something. How did she put that? You know, so basically you can be a congressperson, an elected representative, and you can use, you know, foul language and things. I think that was scrubbed. It's like maybe. Anyway. So, you know, you have these Pied Pipers go out and round the people up. And it sounds militant. I thought she was a devout Muslim. Oh, wait. Or not so much. She sounds more like a Wahhabi Muslim, which is to me a contradiction of terms. Mama working for justice, social worker at heart, Detroiter Palestinian American proud Muslima. Mm-hmm. Sure. So, you know, you have these radicals round the people up. What all such movements have in common, Wells wrote, is a genuine indignation at the social institutions that have begotten and then cold-shouldered them. Quasi-military organization and the resolve to seize power for themselves embodied in their leaders. And that's, you know, that's the Justice Democrats, you know. This is, you know, we get what we deserve, right, America? Is that what happens? Before Alexandria was known as AOC, there was a movement that recruited her to run. Movement, you know, handful of guys decided they want to do something, but really they're, to me, they're proxies. There is funny business in the campaign financing that seems to just, I don't know, it's no big deal. Nothing's happening about that. To imagine that they could have accomplished what they accomplished with less than $2 million, and then to hear the rumblings of, well, it actually wasn't, you know, one point whatever, and nothing comes of that, that to me sounds like plausible deniability, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. So, continuing, Wells wrote, a wise and powerful government would at any cost anticipate and avert these destructive activities by providing various and interesting new employment and the necessary condition for satisfying success, satisfying successful life for everyone. These young people are life. The rise of the successful leader only puts off the trouble for a time. He seizes power in the name of his movement, and then, when the seizure of power has been effected, he finds himself obliged to keep things going, to create justification for his leadership, exciting enterprises, urgencies. Yeah, that's what happens when the AOCs and the Rashida Tlaibs get elected. Now what? Now you're part of the mechanism. Got to go along to get along. Stick around. Be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. It's so crazy. I remember, I've talked about it, you know, 2009, I want to say is when it was, going to the DMV in Washington, Spokane, Washington, seeing their little handout, you know, what is it? I can't think of it, darn it. The little, you know, dots all over the face and the facial recognition stuff that they were doing at the time. That was 10 years ago. So now that's a pet issue, and Rashida Tlaib is doing her little rant, her profanity-laced rant, which is, I mean, extremely, that's what elected representatives should do. That's not going to incite chaos or anything. So anyway, you know, facial recognition has bias baked into its coding and further exposes black communities to unchecked policing and surveillance, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. We've talked about this for years. Just Google or do a search. Don't Google. Let's not make that a verb anymore. Do a search for artificial intelligence racist. Those three words. Bad news. Artificial intelligence is racist too. Is artificial intelligence racist? And other concerns. That's a suggestibilist question. Artificial intelligence is racist and sexist because blah, 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 blah. How artificial intelligence learns to be racist. Is artificial intelligence racist? Et cetera, et cetera. Again, another suggestibilist question. On and on and on and on and on. For years, this is... And it's no surprise because cybernetic totalists and technocrats are eugenicists. And if it's the face is not... You know, Sean Parker or Eric Schmidt or Werner Falk or Francis Fukuyama or then, you know, some thought leader. Then, of course, the programming is going to have a loathsome disdain for the underling. Troublemaking masses. It's just technology that gets programmed. Artificial intelligence. Keyword, artificial. So it's interesting, you know, this is suddenly a thing, but it's been a problem, well, since the inception of the technology, because those who drive its innovation adhere to certain ideological bents, which gets back to the point of Google's selfish ledger is an unsettling vision of Silicon Valley social engineering. I don't know. Can we connect the dots, or does it just like bounce off? Anyway, that'll do it for the second hour. Third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.